the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that?
98 KUPD. It is the Morning Sickness, Big Red Radio, 98 KUPD. Thank you. Silence the voice. And, well, you got three quarters of the Morning Sickness here. You know, Johnny's out doing his little surgery thing, and we did get a report back, right? Or a check-in, at least.
He's in the lobby. In the lobby, he said a picture of a lady that said, "Your mom's here." He said that to me, and it does look like Bunny.
Does it really?
From the back.
All right. Yeah. Now, is he going to try to call in? Has anybody heard about that?
He would call, try and call in a bit.
All right. Well, we're definitely hoping for the best while we're in here pissing Trip off.
So here's the actual quote. "I'm in a very crowded lobby. Uh-huh. I'll call in a bit. And remember, if I die today, this is your audition reel. None of you will ever work again."
Let's just leave right now, then. The hell with it.
Which is what Tripp's saying now, anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm okay with that, because, I mean, we're getting another round of stimulus. I'll be able to survive for another month.
That's right. Now, you were saying that. That did go through. I was too busy watching Coming to America last night.
I think it's on the way to going through, because someone angrily tweeted at me last night or sent me a DM that said, "Hey, enjoy your $14,000. And I'm like, I'm getting $14,000? They sent me this. So I looked it up, and there is a, for a family of four, there is a way that they can make $14,000 if this new stimulus package passes.
Holy. Nice.
Well, I mean, I've already gotten two checks, not anywhere close to $7,000 or anything like that. The first one was $1,700, and that was back in April.
Right.
The first round was in April. The second one was in January.
Yeah.
Lisa got hers in December for $1,200. And we got, because it was $600 for an adult and $600 for our kid. So I've gotten $2,900 so far. But they're saying that if you're a family of four, that you could and if you get this new one, which is $1,400 per person.
$1,400
per person. So if I get this next check, it'll be $2,800.
Oh, man.
And which is good, because we're going to stimulate the economy. We're going to be stimulating. We're going to be doing what it says to do. But a family of four, and then because they're changing the child tax credit, you're going to start getting monthly checks if you have a kid.
What is it, like welfare now, or what is this?
Not really like welfare, but you're going to get $33,000 a year is the new limit on child tax care, and half of that money is going to be distributed to you monthly. So you get $1,500 split up a month from the IRS, and then at the end of the year, you get another $1,500 on your taxes.
For having a kid.
For having a kid.
Hmm.
I better get busy.
I'm starting to rethink it.
I'm starting to, but I see what a pain in the ass it is, because I always see the
here's
stuff that you come in with.
Well, here's... My problem is, I started talking about this with Lisa. We got together 10 years ago, and the boys were, I think Chris was 5, Alex was 4.
Right.
The problem that we had is that we didn't have more kids so that they could take care of each other and stop being a pain in our asses. So that's the one thing where the Mormons have it right, I think. You have 8 kids, you're not paying attention to any of them, they take care of themselves.
Well, especially if you're getting that kind of jack from the government now. If that goes through.
Yeah, I can't understand most of the, I'm not going to say all of them, but there's a chunk of those families, if they have 8 kids, their income is probably not qualifying for the stimulus.
Absolutely. One of the teachers that Lisa works with, I think they have 4 or 5 kids.
Okay.
But the wife doesn't work. So you're trying to support 5 kids and 2 adults on a teacher's salary.
Oh, man.
And I know what we get with Lisa's income.
Yeah.
Thank God we don't have any more kids.
Well, that's true, because I hear how ridiculous like child care is. I mean, I don't know.
It's when Alex was young, it was $125 a week minimum.
And that was how many years ago now?
This was at least 10 years
ago,
because it was right before he started school.
It's probably at least, no, maybe doubled. By now, I would say.
And during COVID, because Lisa's sister, our nephew, goes to daycare.
Right.
I think they're paying around $150.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it depends on if you get like an in-home or if you're going to like a tutor time or something like that.
Right.
But I know it is a hefty bill.
Well, and that's if you got multiple kids, too.
Exactly.
I mean, jack that times, three or four.
Ooh. Yep.
Exactly. I knew something was up because I got a couple of comments. I posted a grill that I'm selling on Instagram.
Here we go. He's already shilling
on Brady's List,
you know?
And this was all of a sudden I get a couple. Can't wait to get the stimulus, because that's what it's going to, because it's priced right at what if you
what
have
the stimulus was.
I'm like, I had no idea.
That's
I'm like,
smooth.
Man, I nailed it. I've had three people go, when I get my check.
Oh, man.
Did you sell it or you have
Boss
to wait?
Boss KUPD if you're looking for... no, I didn't. I thought it would be funny. I'll put it up there. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to... I had another buddy that wants to sell his driver in Threewood. Brady's List. Bring
yeah,
it this way.
Doing Brady's List.
Are you really?
No, I did it. Out. I did it, yeah.
Yeah, check out Brady's Grill on KUPD Boss. And as soon as that stimulus check comes in, they're going to be lining up for it. Wow, look at this. That's
oh,
nice.
It's sweet.
So wait, is it just the grill top, or is it the whole?
It's the grill, the entire grill,
it?
not the drawers.
Oh, that's a built-in.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a built-in. Yeah,
gotcha.
Or so burner with the rotisserie on there.
Are you upgrading? Because I can't imagine you just selling your grill and not replacing.
If you heard the thing, it's my mistake is your payoff because I bought the wrong size, okay. And I thought I was going to retrofit it, and
right.
As I got.
Oh, this is where you had the smoker?
Yeah.
So
no.
That I got.
The smoker is next to that grill.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, anyway, it doesn't fit, and I was going to retrofit it, and that's looking at it and talking to people, too much of a pain.
Right.
So, I got to get rid of that one and put another one in there.
So, you got to put one in that fits.
Yeah. So, okay. That one has been, I've used it a few times, but it's just the point where it's starting to bother me, like because there's a gap there and the fill in there.
Geez.
Is it on the side or in the back that's the gap?
It's on the sides.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like new grill, if you're looking for
sweet.
A brand new grill, check out KUPD Boss.
Boss KUPD.
Instagram. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get it straight.
Sorry
Boss
about
first.
That. So when those stimulus packages or checks start rolling in, and you know, hell, with the way gas prices are going up right now,
yeah, I don't know what happened there.
It's insane.
We are, I think, we're number one in the country for gas price increase.
Yeah, they were
because
talking
of Texas.
That's
really?
They say that's part of it.
That's what they say.
And crude's going through the roof now because everybody's worried about the
refineries freeze too.
Yeah, they shut down for I think a week ish.
The other thing I heard this morning, because of the whole stimulus and budgeting, the national basically projection of what we need to fix roads is like $5.9 trillion.
Yeah,
that's what they're asking for.
Right.
I mean, how great would that be? It's like, hey, what do you think you budget what you need for the roads? They're gonna ask for all of them.
Yeah.
And so
and
that's gonna have
if
to
you
be
have
laid
a paving
out
company now or a road construction company.
Exactly. The contracts out there to be awarded on there. Then they also said some of the money that we've already had, there's like $3 trillion that has yet to be spent.
In the stimulus or?
No.
On
the
roads.
Kind of in the back.
That it's always there. And I remember John mentioning something about that there's like $4 trillion waiting to be thrown out there, but they're just waiting to see what happens and when we need to use it.
Wow. Well, we need to use it
and
because...
Again, I don't know the...
It hasn't happened in a while, but I know in Washington, in Seattle, down south of Seattle, there are two bridges that collapsed
The
I-5. Oh, yeah, one of them on the I-5 just because it's crumbling. You know, and there's another one in eastern Washington that crumbled. One of them collapsed, I think. And then in Minnesota, remember?
Yeah,
in Minneapolis when that interstate bridge collapsed.
Right.
So...
And the problem with that one was they had estimates on it, and like it needs to be repaired. There's so many bridges that are, you know, like
how do you prioritize
code red?
Yep.
Yeah.
How do you prioritize one over the other?
And that was all pre-COVID stuff too. So I mean, they've been dicking around with those bridges forever. But
yeah,
I don't know. They're back to the gas prices though. I mean, I guess AAA saying it's crude going through the roof. The refineries being shut down. More people getting back on the roads because now you know you can see it coming into work now. There is more traffic on the roads.
I think people are looking at the vaccine and thinking that
it's over.
Things are over.
Yeah, and it's not.
Number one. Number two, I did read an article this week that said in 6 weeks. And granted, it was earlier in the week. Said that in 6 weeks we will cross the 50% barrier of vaccinated in the country. So half the country will be vaccinated in 6 weeks. Yesterday they said we're doing 2 million vaccinations a day.
Wow.
So if we cross 50% vaccinated in April and then we get the rest of the country vaccinated by June, I see concerts coming back. I see a lot of things coming back. No,
don't build people's hopes up much yet.
I'm talking July and August. Yeah, I don't have to do too much building. Yeah. People
too
are
late.
Ready
the
to get out.
The nitty-gritty dirt band is coming in town.
Yeah.
I don't think you need a vaccine if you're going to that thing.
No, because you would have already,
been it because you're 70.
I saw two more on that marquee. Colin Ray, which is a country guy, and then the Bellamy Brothers.
Oh, my God.
Another country. They were country. They were soft rock, weren't they?
Yeah, they I think they were R&B.
I'm going to look them up.
Yeah, let's see. I don't even remember who the Bellamy Brothers
are. Let Your Love Flow is not R&B, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You got it?
I'm going to pull them up.
All right, let's... Oh, I don't know. They got cowboy hats on there.
Oh, maybe. Let you, oh yeah.
Their 2012 version of Let Your Love Flow.
Which one are you on here?
Maybe that's got like an Eddie Rabbit
deal. Look at that. Look at that waterfall. Right, you got to hear it.
Oh, commercial. Oh, it's Mandalorian. To take
you back to the make
sense. Yeah. Those are the Bellamy Brothers. Okay, I was thinking of someone else.
Oh, okay, now darker. I know that song. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was the Little River Band for some reason.
You thought this was?
This song, yeah.
No, my mom was deep into the Bellamy Brothers.
Oh, my God. Wow, this and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band coming to Gilbert.
Two separate.
Oh, two separate. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You got to save twice, Brady?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's all a right. reason to stay away from Gilbert.
If
are you
kidding
me? If
you're near a computer, Google the Bellamy Brothers and watch this video.
God.
That's the shirts that John loves with the arrows and the pearl snaps.
God. That's a jam there,
yeah,
Brett.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's the rumor.
I think I remember seeing them on Solid Gold of all shows.
Oh, really?
You remember Solid Gold?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dionne Warwick. Was one of them. Who was the other one in Solid Gold?
It was Billy Preston, wasn't it? Or
didn't Dionne Warwick do Solid Gold too?
Billy McCoo or
Marilyn McCoo. There you go.
From the Fifth Dimension. Fifth Dimension.
Didn't Dionne do one of those shows though?
Dionne Warwick did, yeah. First season of Solid Gold.
Okay, all right, good.
With comedian Marty Cohen and veteran LA DJ Robert W. Morgan.
Who?
Yeah.
Who? That'll be us 20 years from now. It'll be like Toledo, Brady, and Brett. Who?
Veteran radio man Brett Vesely. Who?
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. Man, so when are those big shows coming to Gilbert?
I didn't see the date. Well, one of them was in November, so they got time.
Oh, okay. Well, by that time, everybody should be vaccinated. Yeah.
The other date, you know, when the Bellamy Brothers came up, I didn't see the date on that one.
Okay.
Or Colin Ray. Sorry.
I will say, I worked in country radio for 5 years. Colin Ray is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Is he really?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I have
he still is, but yeah.
I have that at some of our U-Fests and stuff. So, we'll be hanging out backstage and stuff. Or, you know, I'd be up there interviewing with Fitz. And some bands that I'm not really into, like once I meet him and they're cool as hell, it's like...
You like the band better.
Exactly. Yeah. That song's actually not as bad as I thought it was. Yeah. All right.
Yep. I have that with a lot of, Lisa hates country music.
Right.
Body count, you don't have a choice.
No.
You have to like.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Boss N-Word will put you in line there.
Coco's ass, too.
Yep. No, Lisa hates country music, but working in it for 5 years, I have a lot of it still on my iPod.
Right.
And so it'll pop up every once in a while, and she screams, and I'm like, man, this guy is the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks, Vince Gill, all those guys are.
George Strait.
Yeah, George.
George is quiet.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, have you met any of those guys and it's just like, what a dick. What a douche.
Let me think. Brooks and Dunn were a little edgy.
Really?
They were a little dickish. Yeah.
But rarely.
Rarely?
Rarely?
Were there any, the one on the bubble, and he wasn't really a douche. He was just a little crazy, and he dabbled in the country music, was Tom Wopat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well, he was
Luke.
Like a conspiracy
Luke was before his concert in Wisconsin at this club, went back. He's getting ready to go on stage. They can't find him.
Right.
And went back into the bathroom there. And he was with a young lady in the bathroom.
Nice, nice.
Hey, you got
almost missing this
Tom Wopat.
Yeah, your 10
cred.
Minutes of
he name. Was.
Because when was this? This was this 90s?
90.
Yeah.
Oh, in the 90s.
So he's only 10 years
way
removed.
Past us. Yeah.
He's only 10 years removed from the Dukes, though.
Yeah.
Right?
He was still selling tickets, enough for like a 500-person venue. That's how big this club was in Racine, Wisconsin.
Well, he could open up for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, too. I think the worst one I had was Aaron Lewis from Stained.
Yeah.
Just what a
I've heard more about that. The not the last time, but the time before
yeah.
he was in here.
Fitz and I tried to interview him.
I have a there's a weird story that I have about that, though, because in 2002, when I first started here, we had them out at the Mesa Amphitheater.
Right.
And you're right. To radio people and to anybody else involved with the show, complete asshole.
Yeah.
We had, remember when we'd go through the crowd with a red, if you had your KPD shirt on?
Yeah.
Get you backstage?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I go through and I pull out this gal from, that she had a stained shirt on and she had her KPD shirt on over the top of it.
Right.
So I pull her backstage and we're doing the meet
and
greet. The cattle call of the meet and greet, you know.
Yeah.
Mark Randall, all right, everybody line up here.
Yeah.
Here. And so they line up. And I see this girl, and she's like starts physically shaking as soon as Aaron and the rest of the band comes out. Like she starts shaking. She has to go. She almost drops, almost faints. She has to go and sit down on one of the picnic tables. So Aaron Lewis comes up and he does his old cattle line, and he goes through to her, and she starts crying and like just still physically shaking. He, to his credit,
right.
he picked her up and took her to a different part, and they sat down on a picnic table for about 10
really?
Minutes, and he
okay.
talked to her. He was that band was her idol, and she was about beside herself trying to meet him, and he was super nice to her, dick to everyone else.
He was the worst because we had him at U-Fest that year. I think was Godsmack was on the bill too, so I think it was the double bill. And, you know, when Fitz and I would be doing the interviews with everybody, we always tell Nancy, who was setting up the shows at that time, you know, hey, just bring us no more than two members of the band.
Right.
Because it just gets too hectic up there. One preferably, but two is fine. And all four of them come rolling up. And Aaron just comes up and he just sits there. And Fitz is trying to talk to him. And he's just like, hey, so, you know... And he's getting these one-word answers
hey, mama.
Out of them. Yeah, exactly. Hey, mamacita.
Maybe that's why it started off like that. What's up, mama? What?
Yeah, exactly. But he was trying to get all these words out. You know, Aaron wouldn't talk anything about Stained because they just got back together and did that new album. I was excited about that album because it was like it was their kind of comeback album. They got hard again. It wasn't all the ballady stuff. And so he couldn't get anything out of Aaron. And Fitz is finally like, well, let's talk about the country stuff you're doing, Aaron. And he just turns around and goes, I thought this was a rock and roll show. And I'm just like behind Fitz. I'm like, dude, just cut it. Cut
why bother to do the interview?
Yeah.
That's what we said that about
exactly.
Maynard back in the day.
If you're just going to be a jerk, then don't do it or send somebody else up.
And plus, there you know, it only sells more records for you.
Right.
You have a good interview, it sells the music.
No. Unless you're Maynard,
yeah.
who makes a living off of being a weird a-hole most of the time.
Yeah.
And the Tool fans and Perfect Circle fans, they eat that up. When we had him on, their Tool fans were calling and saying, yeah, that's cool. That was cool you had him on. I'm like, really? That was like an interview of nothing.
And it's funny because you watch like Maynard, for example, you watch him with Tool, and that's obviously his bread and butter.
Yeah.
That's where he made his money. That's how he can afford to do his vineyards.
Jerome.
Yeah. His vineyards and can do a Perfect Circle and Pussifer and stuff like that. But he's such a dick when it comes to Tool.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to talk about anything. But you see him up on stage for like a Perfect Circle show or Pussifer. So he's great. He's happy. He's up front. But when he's
with
Tool, he's hiding in the back.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. He's right up front.
The two times I've seen him with Tool, they were one was at
Tempe
Beach Park.
They're
yeah,
a great show.
It was incredible. Never saw him. Like you
yeah,
really
he hides
never
in the back.
Saw him.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be to a point where he does it because he enjoys it.
Has to be some narcissism in there.
Yeah,
it's got to be.
Has pissing people off or just making them uncomfortable during the interview.
It's
not really hurting. It's not hurting you at all.
Yeah.
Your image.
Yeah.
No, it's just so different because like a guy like Robert Trujillo.
Great guy.
Super.
So nice.
Super nice guy. And he's been around the block a number of times.
Yep.
And he has every reason to be an asshole.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
in Metallica now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And he came up through, he paid his dues, but he is just the nicest guy ever.
He you know, and everybody gives me crap about, you know being friends
suicidal.
With Mike Muir and Suicidal. And obviously Robert Trujillo was in Suicidal. I was talking to Mike right around when Robert got in. He goes, and he was even telling me, he says, I just hope they don't dick him over kind of like they did with Jason,
right.
originally haze him like that.
Right.
He says, because that guy is the nicest guy. He goes, yeah. We were on the height of one of our albums, and he's trying to book us to play a friend's backyard party. And he's like, dude, we can't do that. But that's just kind of how Robert was.
That's funny.
So it's great when you get artists like that, but you get the Maynards of the world, and it's just like, dude, if you don't want to do it, then don't do it.
Yeah, I've never understood that.
Because I've seen him, I've heard about, you know, the big mega Tool fans going to his wine signings and stuff like that. And he just doesn't even look up, doesn't want to. If you mention Tool, he just completely shuts you off.
You're told that in line. They did that at Whole Foods.
Oh, that's it. Didn't Ronnie go?
Yeah.
Okay.
And went before, and you're told not to
mention Tool.
Yeah, and no pictures usually. It's basically get your bottle.
Yeah.
Someone might clip a picture there when you're going by, but you can't stop. I get that because if there's 1,000 people waiting, it's going to take forever to go through. So keep it moving.
But you can still do pleasantries. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
you
know,
thank you for buying my wine.
Like Nikki Sixx. Nikki Sixx signed his book up at Barnes & Noble in like Desert Ridge, and we were up there for that. And that line stretched out behind the block, too. And as much as he could, he stopped and took a picture with everybody.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's great. I had an example of like a guy being nice that sometimes gets a reputation of being a dick was Rob Zombie. And we were at Mesa Amphitheater. We had the same thing, the cattle call in the back. And, you know, around a lot of you guys been to Mesa Amphitheater, you know, the backside is just kind of it's got that chain link fence around it and stuff like that. Well, we did our meet and greet, and he was cool. He was fine, you know, and this guy's screaming at him from the gate. And he's like, Rob, when we went to Vegas, I couldn't my camera didn't work. And he's like, let that guy in. Brings him in, takes a picture with him, signs his thing, and then goes over to the chain link fence where everybody's trying to get autographs and was taking selfies through the chain link fence with fans.
Weird. Those are rare stories from Rob.
Yeah,
exactly. All I remember is every time we've had him on an interview, he's just difficult.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He doesn't want to really talk. He's burned.
But like Brady said, then just cash out.
Right.
I mean, I know people want to hear from you, and you're the face of the band.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to be interviewed, then don't be interviewed, and make it more of a rare thing when you are, and then you can be engaged during your interview.
Well, we had that after the whole Aaron Lewis debacle. Mm-hmm. We had Stain back here again on one of the summer shows out at the Pavilion. I can't remember which one it was, but it doesn't matter. But I remember that, and Larry called up their label saying, why are you sending this douche up here, mm-hmm. basically, and you know, I'm going to drop your records. I'm done with it.
And trying to still force us to play the music.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And the label basically, like, kind of begged Larry, like, hey, man, you know, what can we do? What can we do? And can you know, give us a makeup? And then they sent Mike down, the guitar player, for an interview with me and Fitz. And he was great.
Yeah.
He was a nice guy. He was on his best behavior. And
yeah, but how about that for Mike, though, too? He knows that Aaron's the asshole in the band.
Right.
He knows that he's the reason why he's got to go play nice.
Right.
That sucks, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Speaking of nice guys, Corey Taylor.
Yeah.
That dude is such a nice guy. So let's, we had a suggestion for some Slipknot for the Wake Up song. And, of course, the Wake Up song brought to you guys by Action Ride Shop over in Mesa, Southern and Gilbert Road. All right. If you're in anything going downhill, no matter on the snow or on the trails, check them out at Action Ride Shop on Facebook as well as at Action Ride Shop on Instagram. This is Unsainted. It's Slipknot, your Wake Up song. Big Red Radio, 98 KUPD.
It's out of control now. 98.